Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
When I met you in the summer.
Yeah, with the bank holiday weekend, we thought you might like some holiday inspiration. We're looking for the most unique holiday destinations, the just really, really different places to stay here in Ireland. Roy McCann is from Clare Island Lighthouse. Roy, I imagine the views there must be breathtaking.
Well, they're absolutely fantastic. I'm sitting here in one of our little snug rooms on top of the cliff, and it has blue skies after a very rainy day yesterday. So all is well here.
Amazing. I'm looking at some of the pictures of Clare Island Lighthouse. So people can actually, you stay in the lighthouse, basically. It's a B&B.
Yeah, in the lighthouse complex, we do B&B or self-catering. We get groups, maybe of up to 14 people, or you can just stay in bed and breakfast.
It's a very different, it's a pretty unique offering, Roy.
Yeah, it's a really good mix. Up until last year, we used to do bed, breakfast and evening dinner, but that really became unsustainable and we just had to look at a different kind of an offering, and we weren't sure if it would work or not, but it's working fantastic. And I'd say this year will be our busiest year ever.
Wow. I presume people don't have to work with regards to the lighthouse when they're there.
It was decommissioned in 1965.
Yeah, but I just want to reassure people in case they think they have to actually work when they're there or something.
No. They don't have to do a thing. Katrina's here sorting everything out for them.
Yeah.
I come and go from the mainland. So yeah, it's a really great place.
What happens at Teapot Lane, Dervalhi?
Oh, Teapot Lane. Establishment. So we have we do adult only glamping, and we have these lovely geodomes. So they have a lovely panoramic window at the front that you can look out of from your super king bed inside, and that's looking out onto woodlands. So we also have a country cottage and a treehouse. So a few things to take your fancy for a quirky getaway.
Are you typically hens? Well, maybe not so much style. I know quite a few hen parties that have visited Teapot Lane over the years.
Yeah, we do a lot of hens, and they've changed a lot over the years as well. So it's not your typical sort of devil horns or bunny ears now. It's very just chilled out gatherings, family and friends having a lovely weekend. And so we put on, it's a very natural environment here. It's all ferns and bluebells and trees. It's just, it's really unique.
Yeah.
And the groups come, we have a big sort of barn style self-catering kitchen as well as all the glamping domes and the cottage. So groups can gather in that, cater for themselves. And, you know, we do, you know, the area well.
Mm-hmm.
We're just about 10 minutes from Bundoran. So as part of our package, the groups, the hen parties go and have a private yoga and a sauna down in Ross's Point and things like that. So it's not all about the booze anymore.
No, it's certainly changed. Is it sort of family friendly as well, Dervalhi, aside from that?
Aside from that, our other market is couples. So if we don't have a hen party, so we do exclusivity for groups of 12 or more. So if there's not a group in on a hen or birthday, we would just have couples. So we would have no more than maybe four or five couples in the different units. We did do family glamping. We opened in 2010 for many, many years when we had yurts. But when we upgraded to the glamping or the geodesic domes, we wanted to finish them really nicely inside, and they have a lovely glass fronted stove that you can burn your logs in and just sit and read a book, look out at nature. And we felt it was just more peaceful, tranquil to just cater to the adult only market kind of going forward. There was a safety thing with the stoves and the sleeping space for children as well.
Yeah,
so we just changed our offering.
The offering. Are you the only, Roy, are you the only lighthouse where people can stay by way of sort of self-catering or B&B accommodation?
No, we're part of the great lighthouses of Ireland, and there's 25 lighthouses around the coast. So that have bed and breakfast, well, mostly self-catering accommodation. And you can find them on greatlighthousesofireland.com.
Lovely.
So lighthouses are now becoming very friendly places to stay.
I was at River Valley Holiday Park last year when I had a camper van for the weekend to trial camping in Ireland. And Lorna Williams is with us on the line because I suppose one of the kind of more unique things that you do in the business now, Lorna, is the creation of tree houses.
That's right. We even got an award for it in 2017 for being the most innovative place to stay.
Fantastic.
So they're very, very popular with families.
Just
everybody
describe
wants
them to people, Lorna.
So they're actually up on stilts with proper steps up to them and that. And they have two sides to them. One side will have a double bed and bathroom in it, and the other side will have a double bed and two single beds in it with a table inside. And they'd have a microwave and kettle and things like that as well.
Yeah. So they're literally tree houses, really, aren't they? Like that kids see.
They are, yeah. Yeah, no, they are tree houses. You're up in the middle of the trees, so it's very exciting for kids. They love them.
Yeah, I imagine they're probably booked out on a frequent basis, are they?
They are very popular, but we've other different types of accommodation as well. Like we do micro lodges and maxi lodges, and we have our latest addition then is lamp hotel units. And they're very, very popular, especially for, you know, you can have it for groups where we've 16 of them. So families can all gather together and that sort of thing and get away. It's lovely for them.
Yeah. Is there a lot of pressure on businesses now to sort of adapt and try and create these kind of more unique offerings?
I don't know whether there's pressure on them or not, but I, you know, when you're running a business like this, I suppose we get excited doing them ourselves. So if we like to stay in them ourselves, then it's a good way to go, you know. So we always try and do something a little bit different. And then people, like in the lamp hotel units, the little bedrooms upstairs are all done in little shapes of little bears. So the kids never forget it as they're going into their little doors. They have baby bear, big bear and mommy bear, and they remember their bedrooms, and it's the excitement of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
I know a lot of people that maybe if camping is or isn't your thing, perhaps maybe staying on the water might be, and Barrow Barge Hire offer something a little bit different there, because Orla Conroy is with us. You guys hire out full barges, Orla?
Hi, yes, we do. Yeah, in the most landlocked county in Ireland, we hire out barges on the Grand Canal and River Barrow. So, yeah, we hire the from a two-berth barge up to an eight-berth and sizes in between. So it's really a lovely way. You see the countryside from a totally different perspective.
How different is it to, you know, if you're out on a boat or sailing a boat, more so driving the boats, you know, from Carrick and Shannon or on the canals? How different is it?
Well, the canal would be a lot quieter, I suppose, you know, and the beauty of the canal is along the way you can moor in the heart of the countryside if you want. And it's really spectacular. You know, you're just surrounded by nature sounds and it's lovely. Sometimes you don't even hear road traffic noises, but you know, it's hard to get away from these days. So, and the boat dictates the pace of the holiday. It's they travel at 4 miles an hour, so you have to slow down. You just have to.
Is it typically an Irish market? The barge holidays?
It would be about 50-50. We've a lot of overseas customers. At the moment, we have three customers out from Australia, and they're out for 3 weeks. Yeah, so we've had people from Barbados and New Zealand and South America, from all over the world, really.
Yeah, it's great to see just the different, unique, sort of quirky offering that's out there beyond the B&Bs and hotels that people will be aware of. That's Orla Conroy from Barrow Barge Hire. Lorna Williams is from the River Valley Holiday Park. Dervil Haughey from Teapot Lane. And Roy McCann is from Clare Island Lighthouse.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.